fundamental problem of being was even suspended when the aggressive subversion of the me accepted illusion as the adequate description of its nature. In this way, all possible mysticism was rejected. All particular revelation to which respect could have given form. Likewise, the imperative avidity for life, ceasing to accept as its domain the narrow circle of logically ordered appearances, has nothing more than an unknown death at the summit of its avid elevation. And as object, it had nothing more than the reflection of this death in deserted night. In an ideally brilliant and empty infinity, chaos, to the point of revealing the absence of chaos, the anxious loss of life opens. But life only loses itself at the limit of the last breath. The me raises itself to the pure imperative, living, dying for an abyss without walls or floor. This imperative is formulated as die like a dog in the strangest part of being. It abandons all application in the world. In the fact that life and death passionately devoted to the subsidence of the void, the slave's subordinate relation to the master is no longer revealed, but life and void are confused and mingled like lovers in the convulsive movements of the end. Burning passion is no longer acceptance and realization of nothingness. Nothingness is still a cadaver. Brilliance is still blood that flows and coagulates.